Well, yes, you are. And even more so, listen to your friend who says there isn't anything you can do about this situation. And let's take it even a step further. And just tell you to stay out of your father's business. This is your father's business. I mean, the more you object and criticize his relationship with the woman, the more he's going to cling to her. I mean, you're not his mother. You're not his wife. Let your dad have some happiness here. He said he really likes the woman. What is your problem with her? That's what you need to deal with. Are you afraid she's just with your dad for the money? Well, that part is probably true. I mean, he's helping her to a certain extent. I mean, when you have such a variation in age, a lot of times that is the case. But so what? It's your father's life. You know, you say you're concerned about your children, but I really think you're jealous and afraid you're going to lose out on the money or something. You were in your father's marriage when your mom was alive. And why are you still living at home anyway? Steve, and you have one word.
Viagra.
Yeah.
Which means right now you should stop being concerned about your daddy. Let's get down to what this really is.
Come on.
The girl is her age, right? Around 38 years old?
Yes, sir.
Her daddy's 70. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's just say this real slow. She 38. Mm-hmm. Yo daddy is 70.
Yes.
So that makes him her sugar daddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, hey, he's still a daddy. Mm-hmm. But he the sugar daddy. He's providing a level of income.
That's right.
To help her with her life advancing so he can advance his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he done bought all this Viagra. Got all of it in his pocket. He got to do something with it.
It's in his pocket.
Yeah. So now it's in his top pocket in the shirt. You know why old men keep their glasses and ink pens in their shirt pocket. It's pills all in that. Now, listen to me. He goes over to the house. One day your dad went to visit her, and one of the kids said, "Yes, mom is here. What do you want with her?" Then you upset with the kid. But the boy want to know.
Yeah.
You over here, granddaddy. You hit it. What do you want with my mama? Mm. Most boys is going to ask that question.
Yeah.
Hell, you know your daddy's 70. Now, he over there with a 38-year-old. "Yes, sir, my mama here. What you want with her?" He just asked any question. All right, now. Your dad wants you to be civil towards her. You said, "I will be civil towards her, but I'm not doing anything with her." What do he want y'all to do? Play together? Your kids play with her kids? Something like that? I don't know whatever that is. But sugar daddy got things to do. I say let's get out this man's life. Then he shows out in front of people, which he's never done before. You know, Viagra makes you show out.
Yes, it does. It's for that. Yes, sir.
I think, hello, Tommy. I think Viagra is designed to make you show out.
What does that mean, sir? Steve?
Well, let me tell you something. If you've been 70 drooping around, nobody noticed you,
uh-huh.
And you got a handful of some pills that can make you feel like Superman again, you're going to show out. Excuse me, Daddy. Shut up! Excuse me, Daddy. Can I? Shut up! You know why? Because he's on Viagra. Viagra is some type of stimulant. So I'm imagining it don't just stimulate one area. I'm assuming everything else got to get a little rougher, too.
Mm. Yes,
his hand gestures. I bet if he slap you, I bet it'll hurt a whole lot more now. Since the stiffening stuff, it probably stiffened all your fingers, too. I don't know, especially your daddy chewing them at an alarming rate. If you chew four Viagras, everything on you going to stiffen up. You ever notice that your daddy, when he walking, he pop lock a lot when he walking? You ever notice that? Because that Viagra is stiffening him up.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, it's got to. You ever see old people that chew Viagra? When you call them, they got to turn their whole body around.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.